If you hear this opening track, you know it's the Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm.
Come on, here we go again, motherfucker, yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on down and see the idiot right here, too fucked to beg and not afraid to care. What's the matter with calamity anyway? Right, get the fuck out of my face. Understand, I can't feel anything. It isn't like I want to sift through the decay. I feel like a wound, like I got a fucking gun against my head. You live when I'm dead. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit. Come on.
You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe with Maldoror and me, Shay from the Bay. Oh, wait, hold on a second. Here's Maldoror's favorite part.
Satan, one more time, motherfucker.
Hey, welcome back to another program of The Curated Catastrophe here on RadioValencia.fm. I gotta turn myself up in the cans, turn myself up in the headphones. Where am I? All right. Hey, welcome to Curated Catastrophe. We're off to a typical start. Shay is on assignment this week, so you're stuck with little old me. I'm super pissed off about the state of the world, but I'm trying to not do a super pissed off show. As such, I've stolen a theme from one of my other fellow shows here. Saturdays 2 to 4, ES Beats did a show last week where the theme was the letter E. So, yeah, I just, instead of playing like angry punk rock, which I kind of got out of my system last night at my live DJ gig, I'm going to play something to, I'm just going to stick with bands and songs related to the letter E. So off we go, shall we?
And away we go!
Yes, to the letter of the day, clap, clap. What's the letter, clap, clap? What's the letter, clap, 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 clap?
What's the letter? What's the letter? What's the letter? What's the letter? What's the letter?
The letter of the day is E.
Clap, clap.
It's the letter of the day.
Clap, clap.
It's the letter of the day.
Clap, clap.
It's the letter. It's the letter. It's the letter of the day.
Clap, clap.
It's the letter of the day.
Clap, clap.
It's the letter of the day. Clap, clap. It's the letter.
Clap, 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 clap,
We'll be right back. naughty, very naughty. And he goes by the name of Ebenezer Good. His friends call him Ezer and he is the main geezer. And he vibe up the place like no other man could. He's refined, he's sublime, he makes you feel fine. But very much maligned and misunderstood. But if you know Ezer, he's a real crowd pleaser. He's ever so good, he's Ebenezer Good. You see that he's mischievous, mysterious and devious. When he circulates amongst the people in the place, once you know he's fun and something of a genius. He gives a grin that goes around face to face to face. Backwards and then forwards and then backwards. Ezer is a geezer, he loves to muscle in. That's about the time the crowd has shouted the name of Ezer. He's crunching in the corner laughing by the base bin. Design. The party ignites like it's coming alive. It takes you to the top, shakes you all around and back down. You know as it gets mellow, then it's smooth as a groove that is making you move. He's glad to see your mind with a sunny hello. A gentleman of leisure is there for your pleasure, but go easy on old Ezer, he's the love you can lose. Extraordinary fellow like Mr. Pudgeonella. He's the kind of geezer who must never be abused. When you're in town and Ebenezer is around, you can sense the presence in the sound of the crowd. He gets them all out. The party starts rocking, the people get excited. It's time to shout loud.
There we go. You're listening to The Curated Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm. That was The Shaman with a track that got them into some trouble in their native England. They, you know, the song's called Ebenezer Good, and, you know, it had school children across the green and pleasant land shouting Ezer Good, Ezer Good, Ebenezer Good, which obviously is a drug reference. So, yeah, they got into a bit of trouble for that one, for being cheeky. What else do we hear in that set? The show today is being brought to you by the letter E in an effort to avoid the horrors of the world. I had a DJ gig last night at the Willows South of Market where I played a whole bunch of sort of angry records. Don't want to say I got it out of my system because I certainly did not, but I've sort of already done an angry set in the last 24 hours.
Although the bartender was very pleased with it. He's kind of a curmudgeon, and I've only ever heard him complain about my music. And he told me, he actually took me last night and said, "You were on fire tonight." And I was like, "Oh, all right." I played a bunch of punk rock, but all right. Good to know he likes that. Middle song of the set was Valhalla by the Earls of Ancalon, a British band that... there's a lot, I'm hearing a lot of Kasabian in that particular track, but I like Kasabian. And I don't know where I got the Earls of Ancalon from, but I'm going to play another track in the next set. I had a couple of songs kicking around from them. I'll get into... a little bit later, I'll get into why I'm playing some of these songs that are sort of off the wall, but like the song we started out with, Molting by Eagles. Not the Eagles, who suck. Eagles, E-A-G-U-L-L-S. Which is a song I used to play a lot 12 years ago, or 14 years ago, or 15 years ago, whenever the hell I started this, on my show back then, but I hadn't really revisited the Eagles since. But I always liked that song. So, since we're doing bands that start with E, that qualified today.
September.
Once again, Che's on assignment. Thank you for tuning in to The Curated Catastrophe. Thank you, people of the future, for, if we have a future, for listening to the podcast, which I should have up for you by the end of the day. And, oh, I'm drinking a coffee, which I don't normally drink coffee, but it's freezing out, and I thought I'd stop and get a warming beverage at Up for Days, which is over there across from, what do you call that place? The Mr. Liquor.
First time.
Yeah, so they were perfectly amiable, although I did note on their menu a frickin' bagel is $14, so whatever. My coffee wasn't that much, but it's still expensive because people in America pay a lot for coffee because we're dumb. We like to live in the fringes of desperation. And I also like to thank whoever left the mini cupcakes here in the studio. I'm betting that was Keys, from whose show is on 8 a.m. on Sundays. I'm betting she left those. I'm always terrified of eating foodstuffs left in the here at the Radio Valencia studios, because you never know what they've been laced with. But I'm betting she's a new DJ, and I'm betting she left those as gifts for the other Sunday shows. I'm willing to roll the dice in any way. And, you know, if I'm tripping with the daisies later, so be it. As promised, I'm going to play another Earls of Ancalon song that was also in my library, and I don't know where I got it. So, thanks for tuning into The Curated Catastrophe this Sunday and every Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m. on Radio Valencia. FM. Me.
Simpsons episode was brought to you by the symbol umlaut and the number E. Not the letter E, but the number whose exponential function is the derivative of itself.
Tonight's the night, where's the happening? Time to get it on. Get it I'm talking the fast, so I'm born. Me and my posse, the same for two. Invited to a jam, they said bring the crew. And a handful of bombs in my own microphone. And tell them to lead, tell them to lead it home. Nothing but beginners, they can't wait to see me. I'm getting greed, this is the place to be. G, wall of wall on the floor, having a ball. When I came in the door, they said yes, yes, sure. Cause I got a mic for the bass, it's the highs, it's the gods. Then surprise, I got the same eyes, eyes.
Oh!
Hey, we're back on RadioValencia.fm. This is the Creative Catastrophe. Background music is super trippy at the moment. This episode is being brought to you by the letter E. For no particular reason, I stole the theme wholesale from ES Beats last week. He did a great show of all artists that began with the letter E. And lacking both a co-host and any ideas this week, I decided, hey, that worked once, let's try it again. So thank you, Richard and ES Beats, for providing me with a template for this week, because otherwise I would just be playing angry punk rock. And you've heard that from me before. You will probably hear it from me again. It is sort of, you know, my métier, that and complaining. That set kicked off with Meocentric by the Earls of Enkelon. Sort of a supergroup, if you consider a supergroup of being a band of musicians that formed from tiny bands no one's ever heard of. But I guess all bands probably start that way. You know, they've all been in some other crappy garage band and then all come together and eventually form something else. Anyway, that's Earls of Enkelon with Meocentric. We heard The Simpsons with This Show Is Brought to You by the Number E. Bulletproof by a band called Easter Parade, which I can find nothing about on the internet. Doesn't exist on YouTube, doesn't exist on any of your streaming services. I can't find the band Easter Parade, because all you find is, you know, that 30s movie with, I think, Judy Garland, Easter Parade. I don't know. I don't know where that came from. I don't know how it ended up in my library. Which sort of brings us to why I'm playing some of these tracks. As I mentioned, I started the show 15 years ago, and a bunch of these songs are leftover offcuts from shows back then, or since then, or maybe things I played back then, like the Eagles, that I don't remember. Or, sorry, Eagles, not the Eagles. So I sort of got this library of stuff from 15 years ago on forward for quite a few years, of bands I don't remember, or maybe I only ever played one song by them one time. So that's probably where some of this stuff came from, like the Earls of Enkelon. But that's kind of dried up a little bit. I don't know if that's because music is getting less decent now, or it's harder to find good indie rock, or there's fewer guitar bands, or maybe it's just, I mean, I started doing this show because I was becoming a middle-aged fuddy-duddy going, you know, there's no good music out. Everything was better when I was a teenager. You know, and I realized that if you just went and searched a little bit, there's great music out there. But it just seems like it was easier to find 15 years ago, because a lot of the stuff that I dug up is from way long time ago when I started this show with two co-hosts ago. So, I don't know. I'm explaining to you how the sausage gets made, and you likely don't care at all. That was Bulletproof by Easter Parade. We also heard a St. Ides commercial by Eric B. and Rakim. I love that St. Ides, for a while, had, like, everybody in hip-hop. EPMD, Ice Cube. I mean, everybody was doing St. Ides commercials. And, that's an original song by Eric B. and Rakim. It's 30 seconds plugging St. Ides. And it's good. So, I mean, that's actually one of the better ones. They're not all good. But I actually went looking for one that was done by Eazy-E, and out of the whole spectrum of hip-hop artists, Eazy-E is the one who didn't do a St. Ides commercial. So instead you got Eric B. and Rakim. Eric keeping with the E theme. And then we ended things with To Live Like This by Easter House, another band that's in my library, and I don't know why. I thought they were Chapter House, but they're Easter House. That brings us up to speed on Radio Valencia. And do I have something queued up next? That's the other question is, since I have no co-host, I don't have anybody to bounce back to and then prep my next set. I'm just kind of winging it as I go along. But regular listeners will be used to that, me winging it as I go along. So this is sort of by request by Island Girl, who popped into the studio and hopefully is enjoying one of those mini cupcakes. This is I Can't Imagine the World Without Me. This sort of in keeping with the Meocentric theme, since it's just me in the studio this week. And I can't imagine the world without me. This is RadioValencia.fm. We'll be right back.
My school grade skipped the letter E? Obviously everyone knows that F is short for fail, but why is the grading system split up between A, B, C, D, and F? This system is so confusing, in fact, that most school districts don't allow letter grades on physical tests in elementary school, instead opting for flat-out percents or fractions, because they don't want to confuse young kids learning the alphabet. So what's with the confusing grades? You'd think in school of all places they'd want to keep the alphabet right. Well, it's not as complex as you might think. Some people believe it's because they just had too many letters and had to ditch one, and each just got unlucky. But in reality, it's because parents are dumb. Teachers would send failing students home to their parents with an E grade, and parents would be proud of their kids because they thought it meant excellent, even though it's literally the opposite. So E was ditched, and instead we got F for fail, flunk, whatever. But now you know.
That's a cool.
I want it now, I want it now. Not the promises of what tomorrow brings. I need to live in dreams today. I'm tired of the song that sorrow sings. And I want more than I can give. Just know the way I feel. Under skin is where I hide. A love that always gets me on my knees. And I want more than I can give. Just trying to forget. Nothing ever lasts forever. Forever. Nothing ever lasts forever. Nothing ever lasts forever. Want it now. Don't tell me that my ship is coming in. Nothing comes to those who wait. Time's running out the door, you're running in. So I want more than I can get. Just trying to forget. Nothing ever lasts forever. Nothing ever lasts forever. For that coach, he was the coach.
All right, we're back on Radio Valencia on the Curated Catastrophe. Coming to you as we do every Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m. when we remember to be here and it's not the holidays and we don't have other things going on. Yeah, anyway, that was Echo Lake, a bit of dream pop there. The track was called Wild Peace. Middle song of the set was Nothing Ever Lasts Forever, live in Liverpool from Echo and the Bunnymen. I still consider that a new Echo and the Bunnymen song. Hey, Clunky, you okay over there? You weren't on.
No.
You are now.
Yeah, I just couldn't find any headphones that were working.
Radio Valencia, everything works the first time you try it. As long as you jiggle the wires. As I was saying, that was live in their hometown of Liverpool. Nothing Ever Lasts Forever from Echo and the Bunnymen, which is why he's singing about the football team at the end. He's talking about Liverpool FC. So I was saying I still consider that a new Echo and the Bunnymen song because it came out after they reformed, after they broke up. But I just looked at that album came out in 1997, so it's almost 20 years old.
So, but it's relatively new compared to their early work that made them famous in the first place.
I suppose so. It was like 15 years after their heyday. But it's a good song. It's actually the penultimate song on that live album. It's what they did before their final encore. We'll kick things off with I Can't Imagine the World Without Me from Echo Belly's debut album, Everybody's Got One. Echo Lake, Echo the Bunnymen, and Echo Belly. That was sort of an inadvertent Echo set. We're continuing with our theme, the letter E. Again, for no particular reason.
It is a letter and a number.
Yes, as we learned from The Simpsons.
2.717, etc.
Right. I'm going to try and rock out a little harder with a different band, or new band, to me. Again, no idea how this got in my playlist library, but at one point I thought, hey, this is good enough to play on my show, so I want to hear it. Here it goes. This is Ecstatic Vision with Don't Kill the Vibe on RadioValencia.fm.
We'll be right back. fucking.
Time with herself every night, just fooling around with her fears. And in the morning she mourns her declining mind, drowning a bottle of beer. It's too dangerous, just think about what she might have been if she'd have sung for salvation, if she'd have danced on her dreams. But there's gonna be peace in the valley.